And as I understand it, there was some activity on the Temple Mount earlier in the week, Jerusalem Day, the celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem. And Rabbi, I understand there was a large group of Orthodox Jews, rabbis, etc., who went up onto the Temple Mount. Give us the report.
Absolutely. A large group of Orthodox Jews, as you said, rabbis, and Knesset members, members of the Israeli parliament, went up to the Temple Mount together. When they reached the eastern side, facing what would have been the sanctuary of the temple, they began to sing Psalms 113 through 118, which we call the Great Hallel, the Great Songs of Praise. They were not stopped. The police and the Muslim authorities did not attempt to stop them. They were allowed to make various blessings, thanking God for bringing the Temple Mount back under Jewish sovereignty for the first time in 2,000 years. Rabbi Israel Ariel, who was one of the paratroopers who captured the Temple Mount, actually the first night that it was under Israeli control, he did guard duty in the Dome of the Rock. He was allowed to say some memorial prayers for his fellow soldiers who fell and died capturing the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem, again, with no police intervention, no attempt to stop them. And one of the Knesset members happens to be of the priestly line of Aaron, a Kohen. He ascended the steps in front of the group and actually performed what's called the Aaronic benediction, the priestly blessing, for the people that were there. And again, he was allowed to without any hindrance. The only time the police stepped in was the other member of parliament there was so caught up in the emotion and wanted to praise God that he fell down on his knees and then fully prostrated himself out in front of towards God's holy house and began to call on God's name. And the Muslims were just foaming at the mouth, and the police stepped in to attempt to arrest him, but he has parliamentary immunity and they could not arrest him. And so everyone ended up leaving without incident, and this was a major, major breakthrough. I was up the next day with a very large group of senior citizens. I wish the young people had the fire that these people had for God and his holy mountain. It was really, the last week has been, we've seen a lot of things going on. Praise God.
Yes, praise God. Excitement on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. And our broadcast partner, Rabbi Yoel Karen, giving us that latest update. Rabbi, let's talk about the Holy Day, one of the feasts, one of the seven Jewish feasts. It's number four in the list of seven found there in Leviticus 23. The feast in English, Pentecost, Shavuot in Hebrew. This is the celebration, am I correct, of the giving of the Torah, which would be the first five books of the Bible, and they were given to Moses there on Mount Sinai. This is a great celebration for the Jewish people, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, it's a, you know, biblically, when you read about it in the Bible, its purpose is, it's also called the festival of the Day of First Fruits, when people would bring their first fruits to the temple to offer them up. It's the festival of the harvest, and it's the Feast of Weeks, because we are counting 50 days, we're counting 49 days, and then we have the holiday after Passover. So it's 7 weeks we're counting, and that's why it's called the Feast of Weeks. And since that, with the holiday itself, totals up to 50, that's where the word Pentecost comes from, 50 days. And according to, if you add up everything that's going on there in during the Exodus story, from the Exodus from Egypt to when when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, it ends up that it's actually on this day of the Hebrew calendar that Moses came down with the commandments and gave us the Torah.
Now you're saying 50 days. What are we talking about? From Passover? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. From Passover, we count 50 days. Every day, Jews go to the synagogue every day, and publicly they count. Today is day one. Today is day two. And every day, until we get to that last day, and then that takes us into Shavuot, because it's, the Torah literally says, from the day after the Sabbath day, meaning the Sabbath day of that Passover, counts as a Sabbath day also. From the day after that, you're to count yourself. You're to count yourself 7 weeks. And so every day we count until we get to this day of Shavuot. This is the day, like I said, there are a lot of, if we had a temple, which the last time I checked, wasn't here last week. So, but when we do, there'll be other things going on. Like I said, the first fruits offerings, offerings of loaves of grain from the newly harvested grain will go up. And, but for now, the main part of the celebration centers around celebrating and thanking God that he did take us to Mount Sinai and he did give us his law.
You know, what's interesting to me, that this is one of the pilgrim feast days. And tell me, everybody listening to this, what does it mean to be a pilgrim feast day?
It means that every male has to present himself before God Almighty in Jerusalem on that mountain. That's the real, that's the law of the three pilgrim feasts. Called in Hebrew, they're called the Shalosh Regalim. Regalim means feet. It means you put your feet on the ground and walk yourself to Jerusalem and walk yourself up those ascents, up those steps to God's house and present yourself before him. And nobody is to show up empty-handed. You bring offerings and tithes and whatever needs to be brought for that festival, and you celebrate before the Lord.
You know, I also understand that the people, the Jewish people, are going to spend the evening and in through the night till the next morning studying the Torah. Now, remember, if you're listening to this conversation, a Jewish day begins at sundown. It's the night and the day is the way they operate their day. But is that right? Will you be studying the Torah all night long?
Absolutely. Absolutely. After the evening service, everyone will go home and have their meals with their family and their friends. When the meal is over, everyone will then come back to the synagogue and begin learning. And there are classes in English and Hebrew in every language, all groups studying all over. People are at the Western Wall all night long until the morning. And in my own community here, we have teachers teaching Bible all night long. And in my personal synagogue that we have here, we'll be going until around 6:30 in the morning, from early evening until 6:30 the next morning. And at 6:30 next morning, we have our prayers. It's also traditional to read the book of Ruth. We'll read the entire book of Ruth. And when that's over, then we have a big, I'm not exactly sure where this custom came from. There's a custom to eat dairy foods on this holiday. And so in my congregation, we have a big spread of cheesecakes. All the women make, and actually not just the women, I have my own special cheesecake, so I'm going to bring two of them, and we just have this big buffet of cheesecakes for breakfast in the morning.
You know what? I've got an appointment with you to spend Passover on one of these days. I am looking forward to Shavuot as well as those cheesecakes, man. We're going to get together for a couple of the Jewish holy days. Well, you sound so excited about, of course, Shavuot and then the activities earlier in the week on the Temple Mount. It's great to be able to chat with you about these things, and that's one of the reasons we have you as a broadcast partner. You enlighten us as to what really is going on among the Jewish community there in the city of Jerusalem. Thank you, Rabbi. Hak Sameach, and have a great evening.
You too.